We begin with tennis and the Czech Davis Cup, 1-3 loss to France on home ground. In the decisive single match, Jiří Veselý was beaten by top 10 world-ranked opponent Joe Wilfried Tsonga in a tight four-setter after taking the first set and going to the tiebreak on the second. The Czech team, missing star player Tomáš Berdych, also started the match brightly on Friday with Lukáš Rosol beating Tsonga in five sets. Czech non-playing captain Jaroslav Navratil took consolation from the fighting performance that was put up against the fancied French.
I think we did everything that we could. We were unfortunately not able to pull off a win. We have to look forward to next year, and if things continue like they did here for the past week and Tomáš rejoins the team, then we can look forward to success.
And we stay with tennis and news that both Tomáš Berdych and Karolina Plíšková have announced that they will not be going to Rio and the Olympics because of fears of the mosquito-borne Zika virus. The two medal hopes in singles were also due to take part in the doubles, and that has forced a hurried shake-up of partnerships. Radek Štěpánek is now due to play the men's doubles with Lukáš Rosol and Lucia Šafárová with Barbara Strýcová. And we turn now to football and news that another Czech veteran, David Limberský, has called time on his international career for his country. The 32-year-old defender for Viktoria Plzeň featured in two of the three games of the Czech short-lived Euro 26 campaign. He's been a stable feature of the national team since the previous European Championships in 2012. Limberský said he already had been thinking about making the announcement before the championships, but found a fresh lease of life at the end of the last season. And finally, in cycling, Czech Roman Kreuziger is well poised to attack a top 10 place after the first week of the Tour de France. Kreuziger is in 11th place after 15 stages of the competition, with a 5-minute and 24-second gap on current leader Chris Froome. But the Czech trails the four cyclists in front of him by less than a minute. Kreuziger is credited with keeping alive his tour hopes in the blustery conditions of the 14th and 15th stages, while avoiding the pack and the accidents that have featured in the tour so far.